This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Our next story takes us to Rwanda, and it's probably going to sound a little bit unusual or even unorthodox, but it is a way to address a serious problem in a country with very limited resources. Rates of mental illness in Rwanda are significantly higher than in other countries. This is largely attributed to the trauma many suffered during the 1994 genocide, which left nearly 1 million dead and a country full of people deeply affected emotionally. The government is trying to respond to the need for mental health care, but accessing treatment is difficult. For example, there are only 6 psychiatrists in the entire country. Another issue is the fierce stigma that surrounds mental illness in Rwanda. There is an organization that is trying to address these attitudes in surprising ways. Wyatt Orm reports.
Is this your first time in Rwanda?
It's my first time in Africa. So, also in Rwanda, yes.
Yeah. Irena Homfeld doesn't know it yet, but she's about to spend her day fighting stigma. She's been in Rwanda for 2 months and returns to Holland in a few days. Before leaving, she's scheduled what's called a culture tour. Homfeld paid the fee of roughly $35 US and dressed in comfortable clothes. She's being driven a little outside the country's capital city, Kigali. Her hosts for the day are a group of villagers with mental illness. She works as a speech therapist back in Holland, so maybe her being a trained care provider explains some of the interest. She's also very curious about the psychology of people who've witnessed genocide.
They've seen a lot, they heard a lot, they've been in a very stressful time, and I like to see how they cope with it.
We are here.
Ah, good.
Homfeld and her translator have arrived in the village of Chininya. The car parks before a row of houses spaced evenly along a dirt road. They look tidy, with gray facades and tin roofs. The group of villagers is actually just 2 women, Marika Tete Shemsa and Umatoni Wase Divine, known as Mutoni. Shemsa ties a traditional kitenge skirt over Homfeld's blue jeans. It's long and has a colorful pattern. The 3 sit down for tea in Mutoni's home and begin to tell their stories with the help of translator Jackie Namara.
I had mental illness or psychosocial disability. I was on medication for 7 years.
Shemsa's entire family was killed during the genocide. She was an orphan at age 9. Her mental health issues started, she says, when the woman who took her in started mistreating her.
Before I saw myself and I said I have no value and my life is just a mess, I will not amount to anything.
Both Mutoni and Shemsa are part of Twizirane. It's one of 14 peer support groups operating under the umbrella of NUSPER, the organization that runs the culture tours.
NUSPER. National Organization of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry in Rwanda.
Sam Badege is the organization's executive director. He's a lawyer and a disability rights advocate. He experienced trauma in 1994 and has felt firsthand the very stigma he's fighting. NUSPER advocates for people with mental illnesses, or psychosocial disabilities, as Badege calls them.
Schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, autism, all those people are here.
The organization provides a network of support for its 1,200 members across Rwanda. Most of the 14 groups meet weekly, which helps break the terrible isolation they often face. Badege says people with mental illnesses are often shunned by their families. They're not invited to events like weddings, they can't find work, and in some cases, it's worse. For example, the organization recently took in a young woman with autism who'd run away from home.
And when we brought her here, we stayed with her for, I think, 10 days only, and we had discovered a lot of her problems. And much of the problems were actually not because of the illness. It was the attitude of the people around her.
For years, her family had beaten and harassed her. The stress became unbearable. When NUSPER found her, she'd been wandering for 3 months. They helped clean her up, gave her new clothes, and took her home.
When she came, they said, hey, this can't be possible. How can a mad person look like this? This is
marvelous. We have never seen this before.
One of the organization's patient experts began visiting the family every week. They taught the young woman basic life skills like brushing teeth and trimming fingernails. Nusper's patient experts are usually people who have had similar struggles in their past. Badege says creating better lives for people with mental illnesses starts with reducing stigma. For that to happen, people need a voice.
I'm here, see me, live with me, talk to me, reason with me. I'm also a person first. I'm a Rwandan like you.
This is where the culture tours come in. So back to Dutch tourist Irene Homfeld as she tries her hand at harvesting beans.
All way. Okay, and then you do this. But where are the beans then?
There.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Katenge skirt falls down.
Oh, my skirt. It's not working on my hips.
She goes to help fetch water.
Okay, try again.
She helps cook.
Well, I've never been recorded. I'm slicing potatoes.
She asks questions and exchanges stories with Mutoni.
He was not killed in the genocide.
Oh.
Yeah, he fell sick.
Oh.
And after 1 week he died.
Oh.
And then the genocide happened after he had died.
My father also died when I was 14.
Mutoni explains that the culture tours and the presence of white people, or Omozungus, in her community have changed how people in her village treat her.
They say, the family of Mutoni had visitors and they were whites, and now she can even host whites. So, so it changes.
It gives them kind of status.
Yes.
Not all of Nusper's groups have access to culture tourists like Homfeld. The groups closer to Kigali mostly benefit from this program. But the organization is growing fast, and culture tours farther afield are in the future. As for Homfeld, she enjoyed the day. Any fight against stigma is a worthy one. However, the fact that she brought prestige to her hosts by virtue of being white felt a little unsettling.
I think white people can start something, but I think it's better when the Rwandese people take over.
Yeah.
So otherwise it feels a little colonial. It feels like, oh, we know the best and we help you.
Sam Badege is proud of the culture tours. He says they work well and he's optimistic about the future. He says the days of extreme isolation are numbered for people with mental illness in Rwanda.
That's okay. Those were the dark days. And now we are coming to the world of reality. We are seeing the light.
For The Pulse, I'm Wyatt Orme.